Today we have joining SVI Media, we have Anya Richmond. She's from the Wyoming Energy Authority. She's the program director. And Bryson Hull, he's vice president for strategic communications. And I'm not sure if I got all that formally right, but what are you helping Kemmer with today, folks?
Yeah, so this is Anya. And what we're doing, so the Wyoming Energy Authority, we're with the state of Wyoming. And what we're doing is doing some listening sessions, doing a county-by-county assessment so that we can bring back resources to the communities about energy development opportunities when we're looking at all forms of energy. What new opportunities exist going forward, and how communities can strategically align themselves and take advantage of different areas.
Kemmer, Lincoln County, first on your stop?
Yeah, we're starting in southwest Wyoming, and we're doing a tour. But yeah, we're really trying to hit those areas where energy is a really hot topic. Energy development is a really hot topic.
Right. You just finished a day-long meeting with Kemmer. Bryson, what did you tell them?
Well, we really more listened, Dan, and I think the important thing here is that it is about a listening tour. And actually, we stopped in Uinta County first. We're doing kind of like a horseshoe shape around seven counties on this trip. And we chose, out of the Wyoming's 23 counties, we chose about 10 that are very deep into energy that merited a face-to-face meeting. And we had a very, very good meeting today. Lincoln County clearly does great stuff. Stephen Allen, the commissioners, they set up a really great meeting for us with a lot of folks and very exciting stuff going on. Part of what this project is about is hearing what are we doing well and where are the challenges. And so we heard some challenges. And we're just, like I said, we're all in listening mode right now. It's still part of a 30-month project. We have about 2 years left.
Wow.
So this is early days.
You have a lot of work out in front of you. Well, you listened to Lincoln.
Yes, sir.
You listened to Lincoln County today. Any early solutions for Lincoln County as we make a transition from coal and into nuclear and perhaps some better uses for coal, or more uses for coal, I should say, ammonia, things like that. Any suggestions this early out of the gate, or do you want to use some caution?
I think it's not caution I want to use. I think I want to digest. And there's so much we took down. We're a team of three. Pens were flying. I think I burned through the ink on mine today. And there's just so many exciting things going on. Like Lincoln County's story alone is a wonderful one. But there's more to learn and more to find out. And I think there are some challenges that as we go through the 23 counties, already we're hearing a couple of trends here and there that, you know, small issues, but they're going to need to be fixed. And I think everybody... If I could take a step back for a minute, this project is about helping Wyomingites come up with their vision for what their energy future looks like, and also maximizing everything, because there's this quick, you know, oh, let's get rid of coal. Well, no. What's happening here, what's being worked on here, is amazing. And so I think we want to hear more of that story, and opine at a later date.
Okay. Very good. Anya, what do you take back to the Wyoming Energy Authority from this? You think there's some potential in places like Cameron across the state to still use our coal product, but make some adjustments?
Yeah, I mean, I think the mindset that we have at the Energy Authority is, you know, we're energy producers. We are rich in natural resources in the state, and we plan to continue that trajectory going forward. We just really need to understand what works in Wyoming, but we also need to understand our markets, right? So how can we continue to leverage all of the knowledge, the resources, the culture that we have in Wyoming and continue to sell our energy to our neighbors and across the nation?
This is a Southwest tour, so Kemmer, Rock Springs, what else are you doing while you're here? Do you step into the Trona Patch at all, or is it just basically coal?
I think we've got Pinedale, we've got Lander, Casper.
Rollins.
That's my colleague Mark Brown, who's in the car with us. So okay. We'll introduce you. Mark Brown's our Vice President of State Resources and our technical expert.
You can always phone a friend, so go ahead.
So we're looking at everything, and like I said, this is a very wide angle lens at the moment, and it's going to get narrowed down as we go, but we're still learning. What I like to say, and I've said in every meeting so far, is this is a who does what where kind of venture. at the moment.
Okay, as we
but it'll get focused later.
As we close out, this was open for any of the three of you. What's our ultimate goal for the big project and maybe specifically for Kemmer?
The big project, the ultimate goal is for Wyoming communities to really be able to be masters of their future with the tools and resources that they need to be able to accommodate that and accomplish that. So what can we leverage to bring back to communities so that they have the knowledge that they need to be able to evaluate opportunities and go forward with those?
Is this specific to coal or to different mining products?
This is for all forms of energy. So coal, of course, is one of those, but we are looking at several areas in energy, and including non-energy extractive. So looking at trona, looking at uranium, looking at critical minerals.
Okay, thank you. We wish you all the best. Thank you for including Kemmer in this very lengthy statewide project that you have going on. Wish you all the best, and thank you for coming to Lincoln County.
All right. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Okay. Thank you.
Bryson Hull, Anya Richmond, joining us actually live from Kemmer this evening. Dan Dockstetter, SBI Media.